This is how it happens, by Aphelont. This is how it happens. They're in bed together, naked and sweaty and comfortable, and it's good, great even, but Rodney is restless. He pulls at John's hair, nibbles that spot under John's ear that makes him curse and moan, but the feeling doesn't abate. Rodney strokes unsettled hands down John's flank, the feel of which makes John shudder. Against Rodney's belly, John's cock stutters and smears. Maybe that, Rodney thinks, and grabs John by the hips, forces him to crawl up Rodney's body until John's cock is nudging against Rodney's chin. In the instant before his cock touches Rodney's tongue, John's breath catches in his throat. He presses forward into Rodney's mouth, and taste bursts across Rodney's tongue like a supernova. This. Yes, this. Above him, John presses sweaty palms against the wall. Rodney cups John's ass and guides him into a steady rhythm. Fuck, John says, thrusting the word into Rodney's mouth and against his soft palate. Rodney opens his jaw wide, wider, covets John's hisses and whimpers, hoards every gasp and moan. John calls his name. Rodney, wait! And Rodney does, rubs his nose against the soft curve of John's belly while John digs under the pillow for the lube. He hears the cap snap open before John drops it on his chest. I want you to... with your fingers, please. Rodney hums his agreement through John's cock, a full body shudder, a hand on the crown of his head, and slicks his fingers. He slides one in, works John loose until his hips start to move again, John's shallow, careful thrusts turning more aggressive as Rodney adds a second finger, a third. He rocks forward and back, fucking and being fucked, and starts to come apart. A tilt of Rodney's head takes John in a little deeper. A quirk of his fingers finds the spot that makes John choke out Rodney's name. It doesn't take long after that. John's hips snap a handful of desperate times, and then he comes, and Rodney swallows it all down. John's still fighting aftershocks when he moves off of Rodney and collapses awkwardly beside him. Rodney follows, fits himself against John's body, and grinds his cock into the hollow of John's hip. "Can I?" he asks, and John shifts his leg to give Rodney something to thrust against. They kiss then, open-mouthed and dirty, and it's easy to slide against the hair of John's thigh, to use their combined sweat as lubricant. Rodney groans into John's mouth when he comes. They lay there together, sharing lips and breath and skin, until their bodies start to cool, and they have to clean up before they stick together. John grabs the wet cloth they left on the floor, Rodney grabs the blanket, and when they're ready, they settle into each other's arms to sleep.